Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm just doing good. So this past weekend, I took one gun, many magazines, many rounds of ammunition, and I just shot the gun.
Okay.
I shot three different types of things. First thing I did was just to confirm zero, because it has a dot on the gun. So?
I don't know.
Well, no, it has a
dot. You?
Yes, I do have a dot.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
I was reconfirming.
I thought you were asking me. Sorry, man.
No. Well, I don't. How would you know?
I don't know, man. That's my whole point. You were kind of freaking me out there for a second.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I reconfirmed and I took the Glock 45. So I reconfirmed the zero with that. And then we start shooting at targets with marksmanship.
Okay.
So I'm aiming at a target that has a face drawn on it, and I'm aiming at the smile of the face. And I'm hitting in the smile on the face. And I'm hitting on the smile of the face at about 20 yards. So I'm satisfied with that. So then, still stationary, I draw the weapon when he calls a fighter gun or whatever with threat. I can't remember what he said. I draw the weapon, and then I'm like shooting, you know, five or six fast shots. Not a mag dump, just five or six fast shots, trying to maintain that bullseye in that zero, right? So that goes well. And as I'm doing all of this stuff, I'm beginning to see a few things emerge that told me that I really needed to do this more often. But from there, then we decided to do shooting with movement. So we had three targets with about 5 feet between them that were lined up front to back. And we had targets on either side of them further back. And the course of fire was that I would start and come around the right and then go around to the left and just do figure eights around these things and keep walking around until I, you know, shoot walking and everything else. The first thing I became aware of is that that typical walk that you would do, the ninja walk, if you want to call it that, when you're walking and shooting. I can't do that right now because my knees were screaming when I tried to do that.
Right.
So I had to shorten my steps.
To take short, choppy steps.
Yeah. So then it looked, now as I was doing it, as I looked back at the playback of the video, it was, sort of looked like an old man walking around there. But I finally got it to where I could run it. Although, the other thing that happened was I was surprisingly winded. Because typically I'd make two passes before I'd run out of and have to reload with a 17-round magazine.
So what was the total distance traveled by the exercise itself? Let's say for one round.
Three yards? 2 yards?
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So, and I've got three of these that I'm going, you know, serpentine around. And when I get as close as I am to them, which is very close to these steel targets, there was no shooting until I got past this line. So I had to come around. And there was a few things I was doing, but as I'm doing all of this stuff and I'm thinking about all this stuff, my first thought is this actually what I need to be doing? Because while my buddy who owns the private range, while he is an instructor of sorts, he's not a tactical instructor. So one of the things I was doing is, like, when I was not shooting, I would pull the gun back to my chest and then press it back out there. When I would come out and I could see the target and I could start engaging the target. So every time I went behind cover or when I went somewhere where I wasn't shooting, I pulled it back to my chest.
Right.
Then we just did this thing where I was standing behind cover and he would call gun and I would, he would call threat left or right and I would pop out left or right and put two shots on the target and pop back in behind cover. And we did that over the course of time. And as we're doing it, my first thought was, this is good stuff. My second thought was, this can't be all there is to it. I know there's more to this. I didn't use any snap caps. I didn't do any prone shooting, on my back shooting or anything like that. Kneeling, I didn't take any knee pads because I can't really kneel on the ground without it just absolutely killing me. So I'm sitting there, and as I'm going through all of that, first I was very satisfied, but then in the same vein, I'm like, okay, one, I need to do this again. Two, I need to do other stuff. So let's talk about this. Now, the stuff I was doing, legitimate?
Why not? See, I'm going to key on a couple of things you've said.
Sure.
At the very beginning, you said something about this dude you're interacting with not being a tactical instructor.
Right.
Okay, well, what does that even mean? Because the first thought that I had when you said that was I had a flashback to Rogers Rangers. You know what I mean? Those guys didn't have tactical instructors to teach them how to be professional soldiers.
Yep.
You know, commandos, and do what needed to be done. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And there's kind of like this, I'm not saying it rubs me the wrong way, but it just seems like there's this thought process that because you're not some super high-speed Green Beret guy, you can't become a self-made tactician that can survive a combat environment. You right. know what I mean? I know plenty of self-made guys that, you know, had good common sense, were very switched on, very, you know, possessed an excellent sense of mental and physical awareness and applied themselves to the task of learning what was required and perform it well.
Right.
No harm, no foul. But I understand what you mean in the sense of, let's say, a guy that's done nothing. Let's say he's an extreme marksmanship instructor.
Right.
And has never really delved into tactical stuff. Sure, he wouldn't describe himself or advertise himself as a tactical instructor. I get your point there. I just wanted to kind of clarify on that thing. But you clearly said at one point, can this be this easy? And yes, of course it can. Some people approach training as if it's something that's going to be difficult to do. It's only going to be difficult if you make it difficult. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's only good. And something that I kind of save as a golden nugget for instructor development type stuff, when I'm doing instructor development type stuff, is I omit the word hard out of my vocabulary.
Right.
When I'm interacting with people, because one, I never describe anything as being hard to do, because dig this, in the simplicity of it, if I approached you, let's just say you're the average man, and right. I'm supposed to be the instructor guy, and I approach you and I say, look, dude, this is hard to do, but I'm going to show you how to do it anyway, right?
Hang on right there.
And then,
hang on right there. First break, talking to Super cool. Dave Harrington, AAR After Action Review. On this past weekend's training, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Taren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TarenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm just doing a little after-action review with Super Dave Harrington because I want to get some ideas on what I'm going to be doing next time. And I want to, see what his thoughts are on this. And we were discussing the whole terminology about... See, when I think about a tactical instructor, I think primarily as someone who has a application setup in mind. You know, this is, we're doing this because of this, we're doing this because of that. And typically, you know, that whole fire maneuver thing, that's normally within the realm of the tactically inclined. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
So, to that end, he's a little more of a self-defense instructor, and I mean, he does drills like sitting down at a table and drawing your gun.
Right.
So, not, I mean...
But it's still something that you should be doing tactically anyway.
Sure.
You know, it just, anything that you can do from a physical position standpoint.
Right.
You know, whether you're laying down, seated, seated properly in a chair, you know, straddling a chair, any physical position that can affect the access to your sidearm based on how you're carrying it has validity, you know, it's valid. Some of it's not as hard to do as you think it would be. And even to take it one level further, if you're training to be equally proficient with a pistol in either hand, it'll become that much more easier. But as I was saying earlier, you know, if you're the average bear, and I tell you something's hard to begin with,
right,
and then you fail to perform it well, I already gave you an out. Because I couldn't, you know, really hold you responsible for performing poorly if I gave you the out in the first place. Because you'll just turn around and say, look, dude, you already told me it was hard to do.
Right.
So why are you bummed out? I can't perform it well. But that's just, you know, that's something on a psychological level where the purpose of eliminating the word hard from my vocabulary is to always remind myself to set the individual up for success on all levels with positive reinforcement. You know what I mean?
Right.
Eliminate all negativity to, you know, your verbal interaction, body language, facial expressions, all that. Get rid of the negative waves. And you'd be surprised at how fast people switch on and perform well. It's very cool to see. But go ahead and continue, man. Those are the two primary points I got out of your description of the training. And one thing I want you to capture the value of in its simplicity. And this is one of those things where, you know, it's almost like you can't see the forest because the trees are in the way. But the simple fact that you were out doing it,
right,
is a win. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get out there and do it. It doesn't matter necessarily what your focus is, as long as you have a legit training focus. Even if your focus is to do nothing but go out and shoot and have fun, you know, without delving into a specific category of stuff and exploring it and working on it, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this for that amount of time, and then I'm going to shift focus to this. Sometimes it's just good to relax your brain and go out and shoot and let the shooting workout kind of develop itself and just have fun with it. But I do believe in, you know, rigid training as well. Training and practice, more rigid practice than training. Training doesn't happen. Training opportunities don't happen that often for me, but I can practice anytime I want to, anytime I have available to make it happen.
So with this, one thing that I came away with was I was quite satisfied with the way I performed. And now I sort of expect that this is going to be the way it is going forward, but I also realize that I need to be doing this again relatively quickly. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah. Hold yourself responsible. Absolutely. But you want to be careful. There is a very fine line between holding yourself responsible for your performance and expecting too much out of yourself.
Right.
you got to have a pretty good feel for where you're at. And, but you've always got to maintain an edge. And it's hard to describe that, but when you figure it out, you'll know what it is.
Well, that's the thing that I'm you know, I think I have some snap caps somewhere, so I need to start working. Now, do you, I'm going to presume you work malfunctions.
Oh, yeah. I've got a complete no-fire training regimen of exercises that I developed years ago that I work consistently with inert training ammo.
Right. Absolutely. Now, one thing I expect to see happening now within in the Southeast now, and I wonder, I was going to ask you about this. How many people are coming to you now? Complete deviation from where we are. We'll come back to me training in just a minute. But how many people are coming to you now? Because in Florida, you now have permitless carry. In South Carolina, we got permitless carry today.
I've done.
Huh?
What do you mean, like an increase in people wanting training?
Yeah. Have you seen anything like that yet?
I've not seen it myself, no. Because I don't really work in my own backyard, so to speak.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I think I know a lot of you guys are the traveling instructors. I get that part of it. I understand.
Right.
So, having said that, I'm just waiting to see because I'll tell you one thing that I think is the most interesting part about the gun industry. We see everybody's wanting to have a new gun all the time. Different kinds of this's and that's all the time. All physical Sure. equipment. Training, on the other hand, that seems to be... I mean, it's almost like you got to, as a new gun owner, you got to go through the journey of figuring out which one is the best holster and which one is the best gun and all these other things. And then finally, you figure out the whole thing about it. Having all these guns doesn't do me any good unless I can shoot them well.
Right. But see, here's why you don't see. I'm sitting here doing the math on your question.
Yeah.
And what you don't see, I mean, everybody that's, you know, of legal age and can legally purchase a firearm.
Hang on.
Does. They get excited.
Hang on right there. We got the break coming up. I was too busy listening. We'll get on it when we get back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has posted bail in his defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll as he seeks to appeal the verdict. In January, a federal jury awarded Carroll more than $83 million in damages stemming from Trump's defamatory remarks. According to the U.S. Capitol Police, a Gold Star father was taken into custody during last night's State of the Union speech after he heckled the president. The man, whose son was a Marine that was killed alongside 12 fellow service members and 170 civilians in a suicide attack during the 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal, was escorted out of the gallery by officers and then arrested. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We were just now talking about permitless carry and all these other things, and you were about to say something, and I had to hold you up. So,
well, yeah, but percentages. When you look at it in percentages of people that can legally purchase firearms versus those same number of people that actually have what I would call the balance of life to take time out and afford training isn't the same. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And, you know, what a lot of people, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Why do people pick up a pistol and automatically put their finger on the trigger? Because it's very intuitive. It's designed, it's made for that to be, you know, for that to happen. So, you know, that's why the untrained have such an issue with it initially, learning how not to do that unless you make the decision to fire. So dig this. A lot of people fall into the trap of, one, it's very intuitive to fire a pistol or any other type of firearm, you know, from a standpoint of just pointing it and making it go bang. But in order to know how to use the firearm well, that requires training and practice.
Right.
So what is the value or the amount of training or practicing required or is enough to possess the ability to protect yourself? What is that illusion? Okay?
Okay.
Because it's not going to be the same for everybody. Not everyone. It's not an equal playing field. Okay, that's an easy thing to understand. It's a very harsh thing to understand, but it's a very easy thing to understand. Take the untrained gunfighter up against a trained gunfighter. Who is going to come out on top? The trained gunfighter. So, based on where you're at, with, let's just say you're the average bear with a wife and a couple of children, and your goal is to protect them from the average criminal, you'd probably be okay.
Right.
You know, having a firearm with minimal training because they're very intuitive to, you know, shoot at close range and hit what you're shooting at. However, you go up against professional criminals, it's the same thing. You know what I mean? You're always going to stand the chance of being defeated by people that are better trained than you are. So, what is the balance of life that allows you to train and practice with your firearms enough to give you confidence that you are able to survive whatever level of conflict you hope to survive?
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
Kind of like you're going to get out of it what you put into it.
So, would somebody on the outside be the one doing the assessing?
No, that's the assessment is what you have to do for yourself. You know, what is your reasoning behind purchasing a firearm in the first place?
Right.
You know what I mean? A lot of this stuff is what you should have mapped out prior to firing. I totally misspoke. Prior to purchasing a firearm, dig this. See, part of your thought process and making a decision of why you need a firearm is what you need the firearm to do and what you need it for.
Right.
That is going to weigh heavy into the type of firearm you need to satisfy that requirement. You see what I mean?
I do.
You don't just arbitrarily, you know, hey, I'm going to buy me a Glock 19 for, rhino hunting. I'll be good to go, right? Probably not. You know what you're going to do. Know what you want the firearm to do and select accordingly. And there is such a wide variety of calibers out there. Did I mention my 10mm project?
Well, we've talked about it a couple of times. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I would just remind you of that.
Okay.
Look at just, I just wanted to touch on the simple fact of, choosing a 10mm cartridge and the way it performs over a 9mm. Look at the advantage you gain. You see what I mean?
I do.
And you can take advantage of all that without having spent a dime. You know, if you know what to do and how to approach thinking that through or seek those that can give you the necessary advice and don't be afraid to ask questions. You know what I mean?
I do.
Even if it sounds kind of silly, you know, it's like I've been asked some pretty silly questions, but they were, purely honest questions. That's pretty silly, but I dig your initiative and your thought process to get there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Leave no stone unturned. Because once you spend the money, it's spent.
Yeah, and I know from... I do wish I had everything I spent and threw away and spent and threw away over all the time when I was having trouble getting back into the Glock groove, because I tried it a bunch of times, because really, truly, I sort of like Glocks, right? I like the simplicity of the platform. But, you know, it wasn't until here recently that I could actually shoot the doggone things again. And, well, now that I'm back in it and it's all good to go and everything, I just don't, I hope I don't ever lose that one again. Because, you know, like you said, going out there and buying a gun and then turning around and trading the gun because you bought the wrong gun is, you're going to lose money. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. You're always going to lose money like that. Yeah, absolutely.
So therein lies the issue, I guess. You got to, and
all the gear I've turned over the years, you know, it's almost like a gun guy curse. You know, there's always going to be that gear that you purchased that turned out to be the wrong piece of gear.
Right.
For whatever reason. And you kind of have to eat that loss, or the eat the cost and take the loss. And, you know, it's almost like you have to make those mistakes to gain the experience and having the better judgment for the next decision.
Right.
It's like, you know, I don't know. You know, it's not always that person to ask.
Well, in any event, we're coming up on the next break, and I want you to tell me a little more about the 10 millimeter, where you are with your 10 millimeter project, because I'm still waiting on mine to get the optic sunk into it, and that's what I'm waiting on. But
I'm waiting on ammunition support.
Yeah, well, that is a big part of it, isn't it? Super Dave Harrington, you run something called Combat Speed LLC, and well, this is where you go to learn how to be a gunfighter. And to find out where you can go and learn from Super Dave, you need to follow him on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. S space Dave space Harrington. And that's where you can find him. And you, too, can become a part of Combat Speed. He's got a gig coming up at Tactical Response, I believe, and we'll hear a little bit about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and you were going to talk about the, you're going to tell me a little bit about the 10mm project, besides the fact that you're waking, I mean, is the gun ready to go? You got the holster set up? Did you get the S-Dave rig for
the 10? Yeah, I've got the S-Dave rig is duplicated, using a stock Gen 4 G20 10mm, but I'm running a 6-inch barrel so I can get the maximum powder burn,
right,
and maximum performance out of the cartridge. But been working with the setup and the gear and everything. You know, it's just you wouldn't think that it would make that big of a deal, just being a little larger than the 9mm gear. But for high-speed gun handling, it definitely is requires some focus,
right,
on working with it at speed. You don't, you just don't pick up the gear and work at the same pace or rate as the 9mm gear that you're used to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Initially, I didn't think that would be that big of a deal, and it's really not, but it's more of an issue than I thought it was going to be. If that, any of that made sense. So let's just say I can appreciate the difference. It's not a big deal, but I can appreciate the difference.
Right. So where do you see the difference?
In the totality of it.
Yeah.
The totality of, you know, the size of the gear. I mean, it affects all aspects of what you're doing.
Right.
You know, your body placement, how you typically wear your gear on your body. It's not exact. You know, the mags are a little wider or deeper. You know, the gun's a little larger, so therefore the holster's a little larger. I'm talking about any way that you physically interact with your kit and equipment or that gear is, I can appreciate the difference because of the difference in size.
When you
light off that 10 mil, it makes it all worth it.
Yeah. Now, will you still train with 9mm to get reps in?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, I just can't afford to.
Yeah, you can go broke trying to train
unless
with 10
I set my, yeah, unless I set myself up to load 10 mil, I would be doomed to afford it.
Right.
The but that's okay. I have every bit of confidence in my ability to carry it. So, there it is.
Did you get you this Estave rig made for it?
Yes, I'm full. Okay. Yeah, I had it duplicated.
Is your guy back from his overseas deployment? Do you think I might could talk to him? No? Okay.
Oh, no, I'll let you know when that's a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, when that happens. Yeah, no worries. I need to reach out and touch base with him anyway, just to say hello.
You sure do. You need to say hello.
Yeah.
Say hello to him. You need to tell him he's hello. Because he makes, is he ever going to make holsters for a living? Is he full time military?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I have no idea what he plans to do with it. I just know he enjoys, keeping the business alive for Mike's sake.
Right. Okay. Well, that part of it, I've got a holster being made, but the problem. And this is the only problem I have with the Poly 80 lowers, that wide trigger guard. I don't know why it has to be so wide. I guess it doesn't have the same geometry as the Glock, but it's got a straighter.
Is it possible to have it adjusted to mimic the Glock?
Say it again.
Or can it be made to mimic the Glock?
Well, I guess if I took a Dremel to it, I could, if I measured it out and I was real precise, I guess I could do that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure lots of people have done it. Instead, I'm just having the guy who built the gun, that's putting the red dot on the gun, he's supposedly been making me a holster to go with it, a nice high ride outside the waistband Kydex. And that's how most of my guns are riding nowadays, is outside the waistband. And if it gets seen, well, I have open carry now, so it's not like it used to be. It used to be insane. When I first started carrying a gun legally, and it was concealed carry, you couldn't even show the outline of the gun.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you really had to have a put-together rig in order to make that work.
Right.
And all that being said, I just, I'm glad now that we have open carry because it restricted your movement to a degree as far as what you could and couldn't do. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that. You got a gig coming up at Tactical Response?
Yes. The weekend of March 23rd, 24th, it's an integrated weapons gig.
Right.
If you have any interest in attending, shoot me an email at superdaveharrington@gmail.com and I'll get you squared away with registration.
Tactical Response is a great training facility. I don't know. How many people they have go through there now? Do you know?
I have no idea. I can't keep track. It's quite a few.
I know during James' heyday, he was telling me he was training like 6,600 people a year.
Wow.
That's a lot of people coming through there. When I went up there and took my class, I was unprepared for how big his group of teachers was at that particular moment. And now I sort of got it. We had 50 some odd people in my class for fighting pistols, so they had to have like 5 firing lines to keep us from killing each other, I guess.
Right.
Now, when you say integrated weapons, is this going to be carbine pistol?
Correct.
I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I'm going to be doing some transition drills. I'm going to start carrying my 5.56 with me and switching back and forth. That's really more for the reps, because as long as the rifle is running, I don't need to go to the pistol, do I? Ever. As long as the rifle is running.
The bottom line is, transitioning from your carbine to your pistol is a cool guy thing to do, but it's an immediate action drill in the event that your carbine fails to function properly in a CQB environment.
Right.
And the only safe way to do it is to set your carbine up with inert training cartridges for it to mechanically fail to fire to initiate a transition. That way the carbine is, in fact, not in a condition. It may be loaded, but it's not in a condition to be fired, and you can safely transition to the pistol.
Right.
Or you simply run out of ammo, and you're either at bolt lock or, you know, the requisite click of the AK to initiate, you know, the transition.
Right.
Safely, okay. You know, because it's unloaded. But one thing I don't agree with is doing just repping out transitions with a live gun. Now, dig it. I'm not speaking against transitioning to your pistol with a live carbine. Okay?
Right.
But when you do that, when you choose to do that, in my mind, the carbine needs to be controlled because it is hot, because right. It is, you know, live. And, you know, the pistol, in respect to the judgment call in transitioning to your pistol in the first place, is for that specific moment, the pistol is the better tool for the immediate job. You follow me?
I do.
Like, for example, you might be working with your carbine and find yourself immediately, say, pushed into close confines, or someone is inadvertently winds up right on top of you.
Right.
And you don't have an opportunity, or your carbine, you get stuck. So to speak, your carbine gets stuck, so you have no choice but to transition to your pistol and shoot them off you.
Right. Well, hold.
You know,
hang on right there, because we have run out of time. We're going to end at that complete sentence. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. As for me, I'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.